All right, I have some news to break for you all. Donald Trump said multiple days ago that anybody who protests his military parade on the 14th will be met with, quote, very heavy force. That is a phrase that he repeated twice in the Oval Office, and I'll show you the video in just one second. Caroline Leavitt was asked about this, was asked about the current protests in Los Angeles and the inevitable protests on the 14th of June, and none of her answers were satisfactory. I want to highlight that. Then I want to tell you my plans for the protests on the 14th, because I don't just make videos. I've also canvassed. I've door knocked. I've engaged in a lot of Democratic conventions and tried to get our voice out there, and I'll be at these protests. I will be live streaming, but before we talk about the live stream that I'll be doing that you guys can be involved in, I first want to break down what Caroline Leavitt said about these protests.
During these protests, there are protest activities being organized for this weekend. Part of it are Democrats saying they want to reclaim the American flag. It's also being titled No King's Day. Does the president see himself as a king, and does the White House expect to see American flags being flown during these protests this weekend?
Maybe I should go there with an American flag, just as a symbol, and it doesn't matter if Donald Trump sees himself as a king or not, that is what he is actively working towards with the expansion of his executive powers. Whether it's using the executive branch to shutter USAID to the help of Elon Musk or to do illegal deportations, he is expanding the purview of the executive branch time and time again, especially off the back of that Supreme Court ruling roughly a year ago now, the Supreme Court ruling about presidential immunity.
The president views himself as the president of the United States of America. This is a constitutional republic, and we want to see all of our citizens be proud of the country in which they are given the privilege and the blessing to live. And I think that those images of foreign flags being waved with by illegal criminals and by violent rioters in the face of cars blowing up and of flames in the city, I have photos of that here to show you with this violence and destruction that occurred, is an image that Governor Gavin Newsom owns. This is his city, and President Trump saw these images, and he said that is not going to be accepted or tolerated, and hence why he deployed the National Guard and United States Marines, who have helped to quell that violence.
You can't just show one-off photos of something being lit on fire and then saying that a show of force is necessary. I keep making this point, but that is a disproportionate use of force. Imagine taking photos of somebody lighting like a trash bag on fire and then trying to use that as a justification to deploy the Marines. And then once the Marines got there, the vast majority of them were never even deployed whatsoever. They just sat there and slept on the ground. Trump is doing this just so he can grab the headlines. Trump deploys National Guard. But here is Caroline Leavitt gaslighting about how Trump feels.
If there were peaceful protests on Saturday for the military parade, President Trump would allow that.
Of course the president supports peaceful protests. What a stupid question. Raquel.
Is it a stupid question? Because this is what Trump said multiple days ago.
We won the war, and we're the only country that didn't celebrate it. And we're going to be celebrating big on Saturday. We're going to have a lot of... And if there's any protester that wants to come out, they will be met with very big force. By the way, for those people that want to protest, they're going to be met with very big force. And I haven't even heard about a protest, but, you know, this is people that hate our country, but they will be met with very heavy force.
You know what? He said it once, not once, he said it three times in the Oval Office. He said they will be met with very heavy force because they hate the country. So that just cemented it. I will be bringing an American flag when I'm doing this live stream. And the whole point of the protest is to push back on Trump's underlying philosophy that he can be the unilateral ruler of America. He's the only one in the executive branch who can dictate what happens. He's done this time and time again. And it really happened a lot during his first term, especially after January 6th and his refusal to accept the election results. He wanted to be the actual king. But also, after the Supreme Court made that ruling and he won re-election, he has just taken this and ran with it, especially on day one. You know what a king would do is pardon all of the people who stormed the Capitol in the king's favor. That's what the king is trying to do, but he is no king. He's not even close because the courts have repeatedly stopped him. Really quickly, let me promote this. On No King's Day, on June 14th, I will be doing a live stream in Chicago. Now, they're doing protests in all 50 states, but not in D.C. because they don't want Trump to further escalate. We're basically doing this in a very, very intentional way. Indivisible, the people behind this, they put on the hands-off protests. They're trying to do this in such a way where we all are peaceful, we all have our voices heard, and we actually shun anybody who commits violent acts. Now, having protests in D.C. is too risky. That could escalate it further. So we're going to show Trump that everybody in every state across the country is pushing back and is sick of his BS, especially off the back of his threats in the Oval Office that I just showed you. But right here, this is where you will see the thumbnail. Make sure you have post notifications on below. I've been going live every single day and 10 to 20,000 of you join. So imagine that, but on the ground, in person. If you're excited for this, drop some blue hearts, drop a like, and you can also RSVP for your local one in the description below. All right, to continue, here's Caroline Leavitt answering a question about Governor Gavin Newsom.
If the president does end up deploying any National Guard members, perhaps Marines to blue states, would he be in contact with the governors prior to this? Would it be necessary?
Well, President Trump was in contact with Governor Gavin Newsom, despite some of the claims he's made in the last couple of days. The president called the governor on Friday evening and told him to let law enforcement in California do their jobs. And the Los Angeles Police Department, by the way, are fantastic people. They are trying to do the work that they've so bravely signed up to do to enforce.
You know, Governor Newsom said it best when he called Trump a stone-cold liar. Trump is either lying about these phone calls or he's getting the dates completely off. I want to show you this photo. John King, who's a Georgia Insurance and Safety Fire Commissioner. Anyone know John King? He posted on Twitter, John Ossoff's America, Senator John Ossoff of Georgia. And it's a photo of someone waving a Mexican flag, and someone responded, post picture from Donald Trump's America. Literally Donald Trump's America. These people will deflect blame at every single turn. How can this be John Ossoff's America? Absolutely absurd and bizarre. Here is Caroline Leavitt talking about violent mobs. And let me just point out, when Caroline Leavitt is talking about people protesting, the vast majority were peaceful. Anybody that was committing a violent act, we all denounce. Governor Newsom denounces, but he makes sure to say in the same breath, people are only violent and escalating because of Donald Trump. You have to understand the underlying conditions of why people are rioting, and it's because of the escalatory actions that Trump took, not only through the reckless and brazen ICE raids, but also off the back of that by deploying the National Guard and the Marines just to rile everybody up. Very clearly escalatory actions, so you can say two things in the same breath. We condemn the violence, but we also have to make sure that that we understand why people are riled up.
Mayor Bass and Governor Newsom fanned the flames and demonized our brave ICE officers. Instead of defending their city and their state, Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom claimed that in order for the riots and the violence to stop, ICE needed to leave and immigration raids must end. In other words, the position of the Democrat Party is that the federal government is not allowed to enforce our laws and to arrest and deport illegal alien criminals.
That is... The position of the Democratic Party is that you have to follow the laws of our nation. If you're going to do things, do it in a safe and effective way. So when Governor Newsom of California offers you the LAPD and local and state law enforcement to go help, you take that up and you maximize the resources at your disposal. What Trump and his admin did is they turned down resources offered by Governor Newsom, and they opted to do reckless deportations in elementary schools, in nail salons. It's just sick stuff. And then after they did those, people were obviously, righteously outraged. After people took the streets, outraged, they were being peaceful. Trump admin members take to Fox News and X and Newsmax and all of the right-wing news organizations, and they begin to create this feedback loop of you know, drama and of escalation and of reckless behavior. You can see the cyclical feedback loop just forming over and over and over. And that's what we're here to prove against. That's what we're here to speak against. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be on the 14th in Chicago. Come say hi in a respectful way. We'll be live. You can come talk to us. If you have an interesting story, hop on stream. If not, then you can watch our stream on your phone. We've been hitting 10,000, 20,000 live viewers. If we could do that on an in-person stream, that would be insane. The Trump administration would not want that many eyes. So I love you all. I'll see you there. Drop a like, turn on post notifications, and peace out.